All right. Hello, my dears. I am going to do two questionnaires this frigid evening. and this will probably be, before I get into them, just to let y'all know, this is probably going to be the last audio that I'll upload for like at least 2 weeks. This past weekend, I've uploaded like a ridiculous number of things in the past 3 days. And it was just like this very rare long weekend of peace and quiet. So I figured just get up as much as I possibly could. And then just come back whenever I have the time, because I'm very busy, as I'm sure most of you are as well. So yeah, it's probably going to be like one or two audios per month, and two is going to be like if I'm lucky. So just to let y'all know, let's get into these questionnaires. Y'all don't want to hear about how stressed I am. All right. So this first one is Little Mako's The Nice to Meet You questionnaire. So the very first question, please introduce yourself, your username, and what name you'd like to go by. So my username is Rose Colored with a zero as the O in Rose. I'm going to take this jacket off. It's really crinkly. Give me like 2 seconds. Oh, there we go. So yeah, that's my username. And you can call me Rose, Rosie. A couple people have called me Roro, which I think is pretty cute. So yeah, any variation on Rose is fine with me. Question number two, are you or aspiring to be a performer, writer, lurker, etc.? More than one can be applicable. So I am a 3-day-old performer. And I don't know if I'm aspiring to be a writer or anything like that. I'm definitely still gonna lurk. I'll never stop lurking. But when it comes to like writing and scripts, it's just something I haven't tried yet. I've really been enjoying doing kind of like improv rambles. I enjoy making them, and you guys seem to enjoy liking them. But I gotta say, like, when I go back and I re-listen to my very first audio, just to like kind of, I don't know, see what it was like. And I was like, oh my god, what am I saying? This is terrible. So it might help me to try scripts and see if that makes me more comfortable. And then we'll see if it goes from there, if I try writing scripts. Number three, favorite musical genre, top three music artists. Oh, this is hard. I guess my top musical genre is gonna have to be rock, and I'm just gonna leave it at rock and roll, because that can encompass like bluesy rock, glam rock, indie rock. So I'm just gonna leave it at rock, because that's the most umbrella thing I can think of. And my top three artists, well, number one, I know it's the Black Keys, just because I've loved them forever. Sometimes my accent comes out and it just shocks me. My second favorite, oh, this is hard. I guess the Beatles, because they're the Beatles, like, you can't really get better than that. And then I love the Rolling Stones, except for not like the late Rolling Stones. I think Exile on Main Street is probably like the latest album that I'll listen to. After like the mid-70s, I don't really like them anymore. All right, number four. What is your current favorite kink/fetish? And then there's kind of like a subsection. What do you find sexy? It can be specific or as vague as you wish. So my favorite current kink is edging. I really like listening to edging audios. My first audio was about why I love edging. It's just like the most delicious type of torture. And then what do I find sexy? I find a lot of things sexy. I can get behind, like, nice hands. Like, if you've got big, strong hands, then... Hey! Okay, anyway, that was weird, sorry. Number five. Kink/fetish you'd like to learn more about. Probably, like, pain play or degradation. It's just strange to me that some people can enjoy so much these things that are meant to hurt you and make you feel bad. But, like, I mean, I don't judge at all. I just, that's something I'd like to learn more about, how pain can be made to feel really good. And obviously, I'd need to have, like a partner that I really trusted to kind of build that sort of scene. But that's just something I'm always kind of curious about. Number six, biggest pet peeves. Creepy people on the internet. And I kind of hesitated to say that because I'm not saying, like, if you PM me, I immediately think you're creepy. Just, like, being like, hey, I liked your audio. Can I have a picture of your tits, please? Like, no. If you're like, hey, I liked your audio. I have the same kink. Or I thought it was interesting with your kink. Like, if we stay germane to either the audio or if we're just, like, interacting, like, having a normal conversation, then that's all fine. But, you know, at the end of the day, we're kind of strangers on the internet, and I definitely don't want to undermine, like, relationships you can build on the internet, but I've been here for 2 days. Like, I'm not sending anyone pictures of my tits. Probably not ever, but definitely not now. Favorite celebrity voice. Do you prefer higher or lower pitch voices? Matthew McConaughey. That East Texas accent. Idris Elba has a nice voice. And I guess I prefer lower pitched voices, but I'm not gonna, like, shit on higher pitched voices. I will say, though, like, some of the, like, male performers I listen to on here, I think you must, like, put your recording, whatever, on your chest or something, because you just have, like, the nicest reverb. Like, I'm gonna try and do it right now. Am I doing it? Like, my phone, I'm recording on my phone, it's, like, on my chest. I don't know how y'all do it, but it's, like, some good shit when you do. Oh no, my questionnaire went away. Okay, here we go. Number 8, what ice cream flavor would your sexual preferences be? Additionally, how do you prefer your ice cream? My sexual preference would be, like, vanilla with other flavors in it, because, like, I'm, like, pretty vanilla because I don't have experience with a lot of kinky sex, but I'm, like, super down for it. So it's, like, vanilla with other things thrown in there. And then I like a cone. I'm a cone girl. All right, number 9. What are your biggest idiosyncrasies, mannerisms, behavior, or way of thinking that makes you, you? I guess, my mama taught me, I never take no as an answer. I can be what society would consider a bitch and what I consider a badass. So, I think my behavior, a way of thinking, is that I can do anything I want and fuck anyone who says differently. And I owe that to my mama. All right, number 10, what do you hope to get out of Gone Wild Audio / Gone Wild Audio backstage? Out of Gone Wild Audio, I'm hoping that the audios I make, not only do they make me happy and they make, like, the listeners happy, I'm hoping it inspires more people to start making audios. Because I know I've seen a lot of complaints about, like, the traffic on Gone Wild Audio, and I'm like, I get on here every day and I can see every audio that's been posted. So I can't even remember why I said that. What did that have to do with the question? I don't know. Oh yeah, I'm hoping, like, it inspires more, like, guys to make more edging audios or something, you know? So it's kind of selfish. I'm trying to influence the content here, but that's okay. And then out of Gone Wild Audio backstage, just to get to know y'all. All right, so that's one questionnaire. So the next one is Sunnydale's One Nosy Bish questionnaire. So it says it starts off easy and then it builds to the naughty stuff. So, all right. Number 1, if you could live anywhere in the world, where would it be? I spent some time in Rome, and then just, like, the west coast of Italy. So I would 100% live in Italy. I don't speak a word of Italian, but I could pick it up. I know some Spanish. Number 2, what is the first thing you must do when you wake up?
Hit snooze. That's the only consistent thing I do in the morning. People who are like, oh, I have a morning routine, I have a nighttime routine. I'm like, what type of got your life together bullshit is that? Number three, do you play video games? If so, which is your favorite? If not, do you enjoy the concept or how do you feel about it? I mean, I played a lot of Sims when I was younger, so, but no, I don't really play video games. I was always part of the nerdy crowd, so I have tons of friends who are always, like, talking about their, like, best times on, like, Mario Kart, Smash, Nintendo, or whatever, whatever it's called. So I don't know, I'm pretty neutral. Number four, what is one show or movie you could watch over and over again and never get bored with? I rewatched Buffy the Vampire Slayer, like, it's 7 seasons long, and I've probably rewatched the whole thing, like, 3 times. So, yeah, that's probably a good one. Number five, what is your favorite album by any band or singer? Brothers by the Black Keys. I'm recommending this to you right now. Go listen to that album. My 2 favorite songs are Unknown Brother and Everlasting Light. It is really good. Number 6, have you ever broken a bone? If so, what happened? Yeah, I was thrown from my horse when I was 6 years old. And I broke my left wrist. And I tried riding horses for a while after that, but then I was just kind of always nervous around them, so. Number 7, what is one kinky wish you could try in real life but are too afraid to or just don't know the logistics of it? That would probably be, again, pain play. Like, I'm just not in a point in my life where I can, like, pursue a relationship and then be like, hey, do you want to try this, like, kinky thing? So that's just on the back burner. 8, do you have a favorite go-to toy or implement to use on yourself or someone else? Or is there one you've always wanted to try? On myself, probably just a good old vibrator. And then I've always wanted to try, like, an anal plug on a partner, because I think straight men need to accept that prostate stimulation can feel really good, and I would want to be, ooh, maybe I'll do an audio of that. It could be, like, a series where I, like, oh, and, like, that last episode could be, like, pegging or something. Okay, anyway, 9, when you're by yourself and in the mood, what is the best way to relieve your lust? Turn to a couple of my trustworthy top audios. I've got, like, 4 that I always go back to. And I just don't know how the rules work for, like, name dropping around here, if I should, like, link it. I'm just gonna not say it so I don't get myself in trouble. But, I mean, let me know, like, is calling people, I mean, not calling them out, but I guess name dropping, is that okay? Let me know in the comments. Number 10. What is the biggest turn on for you in regards to another person? Sense of humor definitely helps. Patience helps. Like, one of my biggest fantasies, and this was kind of explored in my last, in the, like, baby girl audio, is, like a dom who's, like, kind of detached, kind of, like, above it all. So, like, that comes from being patient. Like, he can hold off on coming and just, like, watch me squirm. So patience in, like, everyday scenarios, but also in the bedroom, that's a big one. All right, so that was 20 questions. And I'll get on occasionally checking comments and, like, messages and listening and lurking, but yeah, this is the last audio for a while, so I'll see y'all later.